Weekday Show on 97.9 WRMS.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a few birthdays going on here today. Got to say what up to Cassie. She is the singer that had that song, Me and You, years ago. She's now turning 33. She was on the Nick Awards not too long ago because she's married to the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. Your boy Chris Pine's turning 39. Macaulay Culkin is now 39 as well. Kevin McAllister. And Melissa McCarthy is 49 years old today. Got to say what up. Happy 16th birthday to Stacy. So proud of you from Mommy, Daddy, Nick, Mariah, Leah, and Lily Bear. Also, happy 8th birthday to Christian Gabriel. Love you so much. Have a great day, Mom, Dad, Eddie, Jacob, and Blue. Photo of he and his dog. And by the way, today is National Dog Day. Did you know that?
I love it.
Yeah. In fact, on the KVJ Show Facebook page right now, we got people posting up their favorite photo of their dog on there.
I got to get in on that.
Yeah, you got to get in on that.
I did a big old photo shoot on Friday with me and Chewy.
Does Chewy know it's National Dog Day?
He's going to, because I'm going to get him so many toys today.
Yeah, in fact, somebody had sent us a video here for National Dog Day. And they're like, going, I know that Denny's cat can say I love you, but you know, dogs also can talk, and here's my dog saying I love you. Do you think that this is a dog saying I love you or not? Here you go. Here is the clip. All right, what do you think?
I love you.
That's pretty good.
I love it. Is that pretty good?
Yeah.
You going to take that one?
In doggy language, it's amazing.
Okay. If you got a talking dog that says I love you or something else, get them on here.
We had one growing up. My whole family heard my dog go, Randy. Said my dad's name. I swear to you.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, if you can get your dog to say I love you, we will hook you up with some tickets. Go check out to FAU. The first game is away this Saturday, but then the following week, they got a huge game against UCF. That is going to be the big game of the year for them, the UCF Knights. A four-pack of tickets to FAU Stadium for a game that's actually showing very well. So if you can get your dog to say, I love you, I'll give you 10 seconds on the clock. Dog's got to do it in 10 seconds. So if you got a well-trained dog that can talk, it's kind of dogs versus cats because, you know, we've had Denny's talking cat on here many times.
Yeah, people are saying Rufus is better. You can hear it better.
Rufus is a Hall of Famer.
You think so? You think Rufus is better?
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll put it to the test here. 877-979-WRMF. Got to say what up to Rose from New Jersey. It's my 43rd birthday. I was wondering if I can get a little happy birthday. Especially for Jason. Love y'all. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
also,
Rose.
My boy Chris from Easton, PA, having a birthday. It's from Jess in Allentown. Also, Sophia having a birthday. Shout out, turning 6. She's dying to hear her name on the radio.
Aw, Sophia.
That's from Christina. 27th birthday to Dennis Rodriguez from Port St. Lucie. From his wife and kids, Jennifer, Jonathan, Aviana, and Jax. And a happy 9th birthday, Alexander, from Mama, Kiki, Mom, Mom, and Pop, Pop, and Anne-Marie. Rachel, Alex, and Ray. Birthday. Got a shout-out you want for the KVJ Show? Let us know. Mail at kvjshow.com. M-A-I-L at kvjshow.com. And we will give you the hook up.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMS.
We're doing our cocktails and karaoke from Rosemary Square at Brother Jimmy's. And the Backstreet Boys Show was going on at the BB&T Center. And people are going, I'm here, Kev. Are you jealous?
I don't know. You did an amazing rendition of some Backstreet Boys on stage with a full backup singing crowd of girls around.
That was good. That was my favorite number of the entire night. That was a good time. Yeah, that was fun. People were saying that Howie D kind of went off a little bit about, you know, remember he is from Boynton Beach? And so he was on stage at the BB&T Center giving a lot of love for South Florida on Friday night.
It's north of here in West Palm Beach. And I grew up in Boynton Beach, Florida. And I went to school in Delray Beach, Florida.
He's like hitting every South Florida town. And I bought a soda one time in Sunrise. Woo! Yeah, everybody's going crazy. So, I mean, it was a packed. It looked like the whole thing was sold out. BB&T Center.
Good for them.
They're back.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah, I got to tell you, it's pretty impressive stuff. So let me see. Yes, it was AJ that was doing that.
The guys in NSYNC are like, come on, Justin, please. Please, Justin.
He's gonna do one more album, I think, and then you'll see it. I'm calling it.
I mean, look at that. I mean, yeah, Backstreet Boys selling it out, doing cruises, making a ton of money. They're doing great. Yeah, somebody said they sold out both Fort Lauderdale and Orlando.
There you go.
Yeah, I figured they would have done Orlando. That's where they got started. And somebody said, yeah, I went to the BSB after party in Orlando. Oh, my gosh. It was crazy because you had the Backstreet Boys show. I guess it was going on. Maybe they did Orlando because they did here Friday, and then I think they did Orlando on Saturday. And they said you had a mix in the crowd of everybody from the BSB show plus the Miami, Florida game. And everybody converged on Church Street, and there was just chaos all over them. You imagine all those crowds getting together?
A lot of those moms that don't get out very much.
No, well, you got the
with
moms
all the football fans.
The moms that don't get out a lot, and then you've got
the
people
rowdy fans
that have been drinking for a while because they've been tailgating. And now they're all together on Church Street. That's just some crazy stuff. Denny's had sent a photo. Did you guys see, I guess we missed her, Casey Anthony was at Brother Jimmy's on Friday.
I saw her.
Did you?
Yeah, Virginia was real on the down low.
Oh, she was, huh?
Well, I walked up and Denny's is like, hey, look, I think that's Casey Anthony. I'm like, where?
Virginia, Casey Anthony. She grabs her phone. What?
Then I woke up and looked at my pictures. I was like, why do I care?
Well, the first one, I don't know who took exactly what photos, but I got a few Denny's had sent, and I think maybe you had sent. And the first
I could probably tell you the difference between the photographer.
Yeah, the first one is there you go, on KVJ TV. You can see that. I think that was the one Denny
sent.
That's
a Denny's picture.
Yeah, that was the one Denny sent. And then I got like four or five blurry photos.
Bigfoot pictures from Virginia.
I'm sorry, it's hard because I'm trying to take pictures while I'm dancing.
Okay.
And drinking.
And drinking.
Yeah, it looks like she was just chilling at the outside bar. So, and that was right after our cocktails and karaoke?
Yeah.
Okay, so you stayed a little bit.
I did.
Okay, all right. So then here's, I don't know if you, there's Virginia's. Look how blurry. Look how blurry that thing is. You're watching KVJ TV. The first one was pristine.
I mean, there are better Bigfoot photos out there.
It looks like terrible. I took it from inside a drink.
It looks like you deliberately blurred it.
Like I put Vaseline on the lens.
It does. Looks like you got like chicken grease all over that thing.
You don't know what is on my phone.
Well, that's probably what you were really seeing in real life, that blur.
That's pretty amazing. Well, there was a phenomenon that is going on here. I had no idea about it. And then I was on social media over the weekend. Did you see all the chaos about the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I did.
The video that I saw, apparently there was a Popeye's that had run out of their chicken sandwich. And when they told a guy that was trying to get his chicken sandwich, he crawled in through the drive-thru window and was trying to attack the people inside. And they had him in a chokehold and were trying to throw him back out the drive-thru window. It was all because they couldn't get this Popeye's chicken sandwich.
It was everywhere this weekend. Everybody was talking about this. Was it chicken sandwich weekend or something?
I think what's happened, this goes to show you when something comes out and it goes viral, that everybody thinks they've got to get it. It came out about 2 weeks ago. It was around like August 12th, I think. They came out with this Popeye's chicken sandwich. It's two hefty fried breasts on brioche buns, and they throw some pickles in there. It's to go up against Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich that they've got.
It looks amazing.
They've got a classic and a spicy version. They sell them for $3.99. And they say that there were waits anywhere from 30 minutes to well over an hour. They say the Hollywood location of Popeye's served 1,000 sandwiches in a five-hour span on Saturday.
Wow.
I had just seen a whole article about how there's a chicken war going on, and is it really good for chicken, the chicken industry? So Wendy started getting in the mix on Twitter, and then I believe Chick-fil-A got in there.
So what is the war all about?
Everyone's claiming to have the best chicken sandwich, and all these Johnny-come-latelys are banging their chest saying, we've got the biggest and best chicken sandwich, when, y'all, if you want to get out of all the messy and dirty stuff, go to Bud's Chicken and Seafood. They're not going to, they don't stoop that low. They just serve you chicken.
They just keep doing the chicken sandwich.
And their chicken sandwich is bigger than your face. It's huge.
It's quality, too. It's really delicious.
Yeah, so they had this stampede going on. They got 23 South Florida locations. And they had the person that kind of was doing a write-up. I think I was reading about it in the Sun Sentinel. And they went out and tried a couple different locations. And they said, Chick-fil-A probably has a little bit more because at some points they got like just all breading and they didn't really get any kind of meat in the bites. So I don't know if anybody's like done the taste test and put it back-to-back. But they said, you know, the big knock on Chick-fil-A is that they're closed on Sundays, and so it makes a lot of people angry.
I mean, you can't get it on Sunday when I'm all hungover from Saturday. That's when I want greasy fried chicken.
Get Bud's Chicken and Seafood on Sunday.
What is going on with people, though, attacking fast food workers?
It's been happening for a long time.
It seems like we have this story, doesn't it? Like, almost every single day.
There are so many videos on YouTube where somebody doesn't get the sandwich they want, or they forget cheese, or the sandwich looks different than the picture, and they go after the workers.
People are just wound too tight.
I mean, do fast food workers start having to take karate lessons just so they can fight off people from trying to get through the drive-through windows?
There was a video that was released not that long ago where these two girls are taking all of, like, they're ripping out seats, they're ripping out all the, and they're throwing it at the employees, so they're all ducking behind the machines where they cook. They're throwing straws and cups and all kind of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it turned into a full-on war.
Huh. Well, there you go. Hey, I don't know what's going on. It's getting crazy.
You can't mess with people's food or money. They lose their mind.
If you're already having like the worst day ever and then somebody messes up your order or doesn't have the one thing you've been thinking about eating all day.
Well, it's like the one thing you can control in your life. What I get to eat. This is my decision. Wait, what? You don't have chicken?
It's not about the chicken. It's about all the other things that have led you to this point and disappointed you in your life. And now the chicken's just the straw that breaks the camel's back.
But if you ever want to go down the rabbit hole, there are so many videos of just weird fast food moments.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, well, do you got somebody you need to call out? Somebody jumped through your drive-through window trying to get a Popeye's chicken sandwich over the weekend? Any kind of bad behavior that you need to let us know about, you can do that right now, 877-979-WRMF, 877-979-9763 here at the KVJ Show.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
Well, we got the call-em-outs going on here today. There's all kinds of chaos that is going on from this weekend. I'm seeing people calling out some bad behavior that happened at the Canes-Gators game on Saturday, to be expected. In fact, it's reported that it looks like a Canes fan threw down the band director of UF when they were leaving the stadium. Somebody tried to kind of like break through their marching formation, and he put his arm out to stop this woman, and somebody, reportedly a Canes fan, took him and threw him to the ground and cut his head open.
Oh, my gosh.
Band injury.
It's awful. Did any of the bandmates come to his defense? I'd have put my tuba down and whooped up on somebody.
They're not.
You can't fight the whole band.
Are bands usually tough? Do they?
Band wars?
Yes.
Not traditionally, but your drummers and your tuba guys, they can handle themselves. I mean, I wouldn't give it to the guy with the flute, but the guy with the drums and the tuba, I think he can throw down.
I don't know if I've ever heard of a band war. I'm surprised. I mean, I know because to them, they'll just take it out on the field. That's where it is. I'm gonna outmarch you.
Well, if somebody just head planted your band director into the cement,
time to get froggy.
I would definitely put my tuba down.
There is a band movie like that where they get into a fight on the field. I think it's with Nick Cannon from back in the day. What's that called?
Is it Step Up?
No,
Stomp Out.
Stomp it.
Stomp.
Stop it.
Stomp it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stomp it down.
Stomp it out.
Stomp it up.
Stomp it something or other.
Stop this conversation.
Yeah. Somewhere around there.
It's something like that.
Yeah, it looks like it was a national problem getting the Popeye's chicken sandwiches over the weekend. Lots of bad behavior. Whenever you have people in lines trying to get a chicken sandwich, one guy jumping through the drive-thru window, attacking people inside when he couldn't get one.
I think just on social media, it was everywhere. And so it made people want the sandwich. So they all rushed the restaurant and they all sold out. So people got mad.
I don't know.
If you want something and you're craving it and you see it on social media and everybody else is talking about it, it's FOMO and it's craving put together.
Okay.
Drumline is the movie.
Yes.
Sorry.
Glad you got that.
I am. Yeah. Sorry, it was bothering me.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Band beat down. We got a couple more column outs that going on here. Cheryl, she is writing an email out of anger, hoping that this parent will hear this. I was driving around noon today east on Sheridan Street in Hollywood. I pulled up next to a white Hyundai. There's a woman there. It's FaceTiming while her little girl, no older than 3, is standing between the two seats. I'm freaked out for this child's safety. She's not in a car seat like she should be. Just want to put her on blast because of that. She looks at me and drives on, gives me a dirty look because I'm like, put your kid in a car seat. So there you go, a little on blast there, bad parenting.
It is weird when people do wrong things in traffic. When you look at them, they're like, no, screw you. And it's almost like it's your fault when they're clearly in the wrong. Why is that?
Well, I mean, people that are in the wrong, and I know because I speak for them, we don't like you on your high horse telling us that we're doing it wrong. Why don't you just do you, and I'm going to do me?
This woman cuts off Denny's in the parking lot at CVS. She's clearly in the wrong. Denny's has to swerve on the side of the road. She looks at Denny's, gives him the dirtiest looks, and then flips him off. I'm like, Denny's didn't do anything wrong.
I know, right?
Denny's never does anything wrong.
It's crazy.
All right, let me see. I believe, Jaybird, you've got a column out here today as well.
I know I call out Uber drivers a lot, but this was kind of ridiculous. I'm in the back seat of the Uber car, and he's got one of those small dogs that are rah, 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 and it's jumping in the back seat, trying to bite me the whole time. So
The dog's
jumping from the front seat to the back seat, back to the front seat, down, back to the back seat. It's trying to grab my clothes, and he's got the nerve to say, you need to pet it because when you pet it, he calms down. I'm like, I'm not petting your dog.
It's
trying to bite me.
That's crazy.
Oh, you got to pet it. It'll relax him. I'm like, I'm not petting your dog, sir.
That's against the rules. You can't have a dog in your Uber.
Especially, yeah, I mean, you pick up Virginia who's got dog allergies.
I would curse at you and tell you to go shove it and report you to Uber.
Well, he definitely had a dog. It was definitely aggressive. It definitely tried to bite me, and I did not try to pet it.
Did you give him a very low rating? Did you report that on the thing at the end?
I didn't.
He didn't.
You have to report the guy.
Yeah.
Don't report him, so he's still on the road, and then I go to get in the car, and the dog's all over me, and we have an altercation now.
So it's all my fault?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's all on you. Well,
okay. That's why he's getting away with that stuff, Jaybird.
I'm going to bite you.
Well, then call up and call me out.
Yeah, if we don't call people out, they continue to get away with their bad behavior.
Yeah.
Okay,
That's the whole point of this segment.
To be quite honest with you, I haven't even gone back to even give the rating. So as soon as
give me your phone.
I left it at home.
You left your phone at
home? I was going to get breakfast.
How do you function?
It's a bit of a struggle. I'm struggling a little bit.
Dang. If I left my phone at home, I would go home and get it.
I left it on my Mountain Dew fridge.
Jeez.
I got Harold here from Miami. Yes, you got a call him out for somebody here on the show, Harold?
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, KVJ.
Good morning, you.
Well, I'm actually calling out Mijo Jaybird over there for, tossing his Mijo Denny's under the bus.
Okay.
What did I lick? Because he was fast and, throwing, saying, oh, it was Denny's idea.
Oh, it was.
Awesome.
I was
calling you guys out.
Real, well, I was singing about that a lot this weekend. I'm like, that's, Denny's the fact that he, because the what did I lick? I was blindfolded and you got to try to guess in 60 seconds what it is you're licking. And I was licking the strips that had been used to wax the under
carriage of
everyone, really.
Yeah. Jaybird and suits.
Disgusting and terrible, yeah.
So you might as well have just been licking their butts.
That's pretty much what it was.
Well, the KVJ rule. If you are not in the room, you get blamed for it. I don't think Denny's in the room at the time.
Oh, he wasn't?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Because I was outside the studio, so it was sold that it was all Denny's idea?
No, I was just kidding to be funny. Okay. It was all of our idea.
Okay, all right.
Everybody signed off on
totally.
It.
Totally. I was just trying to be funny.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. We got a couple call them outs here. We got, I'm calling out Virginia and Jaybird. 2 Fridays ago while Kevin was out, I texted him my feel good Friday. I've been waiting weeks and about getting married in Wyoming. They didn't do the Feel Good Fridays. Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
So you're texting us for Feel Bad Monday?
Feel Good Friday turned into.
So, y'all, we apologize. There was a lot going on. There's a lot of things we did wrong.
The VJD show never claimed to be professional.
Yeah, and I think that was the White Claw day. We all know there ain't no laws when you're drinking White Claws.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws.
The only Feel Good going on was you.
Yeah. I'm surprised we stayed on the air.
I'm surprised we still have a job.
Uh-huh, okay. All right, anybody else that you need to call out, you can get a hold of us here, 877-979-WRMF, 877-979-9763. Somebody wanted to put on blast. Did you see the video of those two girls that ruined the beautiful sand sculpture at that hotel in Hawaii? They climbed over the barrier, and they were, like, knocking it down. Like, somebody spent all this time putting up this beautiful sand sculpture.
That's terrible. Oh,
that's so annoying.
Yeah, and they just did that to try to get themselves a viral video.
But viral, they're only going to get hate.
Yeah, they're going to get so much hate. It's not going to be anything good.
Then they'll do the apology video. We didn't know that people loved sandcastles.
Always say you were drunk. That's what I do.
Is that the best move?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because other drunks forgive you.
Why are you speeding? Oh, I was drunk?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
It's not always the best excuse.
It doesn't seem like a good plan.
Property damage.
Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. Also coming up here in just a second, we have got a hot ticket for you, Aquatica in Orlando. It is Florida's number one water park, and we got a four-pack of tickets. What you got to do, though, you got to beat the bird and think fast here today.
Ooh.
How you feeling?
The odds are in your favor.
I'm not feeling very fast.
You don't feel fast today, huh?
You don't look fast.
The KVJ Show on 97.9 WRMF.
A few other call them outs here. David from West Palm Beach heard something that he needs to call out here real quick. What'd you want to call out, David?
I wanted to call out Jaybird.
Okay, why are you calling out Jaybird?
I'm an Uber driver myself, and mm-hmm. Jaybird, report it.
Yeah,
there's too many drivers on the road as it is.
Yeah, I mean,
we're all struggling to make money.
Yeah, so the guys who really do it well are the ones that are going to get the better rides.
Yeah, Jaybird's basically hurting your whole industry and the people that do it the right way.
Okay.
I want to call myself out again because my headphones literally just broke during that song, and I have no idea what that guy just said to me.
He's calling you out for not reporting that driver to Uber.
I'll do it later.
Yeah.
It still will work, so I'm calling you back out. How about that?
He's picking up people still with that dog, though. Mm.
And yet the word still goes on.
Are you allowed to have a dog in your car, David?
I have a good one.
David.
What?
Are you allowed to have a dog in your car as an Uber driver?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the rules on
that. Yeah, that seems like the right. I mean, if you have at least a dog that's jumping back and forth between the seats and is being aggressive and biting at one of your passengers, yeah, that at least. It's cute and it sits in the front seat. Oh, that's adorable. That's great. But no, if you've got a nippy dog, yeah, that's.
If it makes everyone feel better, I will make sure we totally ruin this guy.
It's insane. I mean, what's next? A beekeeper?
That would be fun. See if you can get in an Uber with like a hive dressed as a beekeeper.
Denny's had Uber pick him up when they had like three kids in the car. They had their kids with them. There's weird stuff.
I've had that happen too. Now, if somebody picks me up and they have their kids with them, I just talk to the kids and play with the kids because I'm figuring they're a single parent. I'm not going to report them. I'm going to try to help them out and make this a little easier. But if the kids were trying to bite me, it would be different.
That's true. Leah is on here from West Palm Beach. Somebody she needs to call out for some bad behavior. Who are you calling out, Leah?
I am calling out the crotchety old man at the Boynton Beach Cinemark when I went and took my children on Friday to see the movie Peanut Butter Falcon. Mm. My 10-year-old and my 12-year-old were with me, and he did not like that kids were coming in the theater, I guess, out of matinee, and my son reclined, and he kicked his seat forward, and I mean, I almost snapped. I told my daughter, I said, you almost saw your mom's like an old man.
Oh, that's better. That's better.
And my son, I was like, I thought it was kind of ironic, too, because my son has Down syndrome, and the whole Peanut Butter Falcon is about the local movie star, Zach Godsecken, with Down syndrome. And I'm like, and here's an old man who slept halfway through the whole movie with his mouth wide open. kicking a kid.
That's terrible. Leah, tell me about the movie. In fact, I don't know if you got to see our interview, but we had Zach in the station on Friday, and we did an interview with him. Facebook page. Yeah. Zach was great. It was really kind of cool. How was the movie, The Peanut Butter Falcon?
It was wonderful. It's more than anything you expect. And I went to the premiere a couple weeks ago. I'm a member of Gold Coast Down Syndrome Organization, so mm-hmm. I went a few weeks ago and was beyond surprised by how incredible it was. The genuine abilities, the chemistry between Shia LaBeouf and mm-hmm. Zach, and the whole movie itself. It really is a wonderful movie. Script, scenery, everything. It's definitely something I recommend seeing. And I don't say that lightly. Mm-hmm. And I don't say that was just because I have a child with Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. It's an awesome movie.
Yeah, we've heard that from everybody. They're like, you are not going to believe mm-hmm. how moving it is.
Our chat room.
Emotional and sweet and lovely.
Yeah, they're all saying in the chat room how great of a movie. It's a must see.
Is it? That's fantastic. Yeah, I'm excited to go see it. Yeah, well, hopefully we'll have a nice weekend.
For our local actor, it really mm-hmm. is awesome.
Yeah, it really is cool. I mean, here we've got a kid from Boynton Beach, and he went to your daughter's high school, Virginia.
He went to Dreyfus, yeah.
And that he's doing in a movie with, like, Shia LaBeouf and Dakota Johnson and Bruce Dern and Thomas Hayden Church. I mean, a great cast. And I saw the list, too, of all the theaters that have in South Florida. It's one of the smaller released movies, but it was in a ton of theaters in pretty much every county in South Florida. So just you go and look and see if they have the Peanut Butter Falcon and go support a local Boynton Beach actor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everybody's absolutely saying it's amazing stuff. So thank you very much for that report. All right, got a quick round of Think Fast here today on a Monday.
Uh-oh.
Let's see how fast J-Bird can think. We've got Joy on here from West Palm Beach. Hello, Joy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, we've got Florida's number one water park, Aquatica, here at a four-pack of tickets. You just got to think faster than Jaybird, okay?
I think I got this.
Okay. You don't buzz in with your name. You just, whenever the answer comes to mind, you go on ahead and just say it right out loud, okay?
Got it.
Okay.
Good
gotta
luck,
go quick.
Jaybird
is on the other side of the studio because he's going to scream. He can't help himself. Virginia, you're the official judge.
Okay, let's do this.
So you got to make sure that it makes sense here, okay? All right, here we go. Think fast. Tell me something that is standard in every car that starts with the letter S.
Stick shift!
Steering wheel.
Very nice.
Steering wheel is correct. Not every car has a stick shift.
Well, you know I'm not that good at cars, so...
You drive an automatic. Your car doesn't have a stick shift.
Okay, here we go. Joy, it's the best out of three.
Come on, Bird. Dang it, I thought I had that.
That was adorable.
Don't.
Okay. All right, here we go. Next up. Again, all these must be FCC friendly, just to let you know. I want to throw that out there.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Something you lick. Starting with the letter S.
Stick! Spoon!
Sandwich. Salad.
Spoon! I said spoon!
We'll take spoon.
Okay, we will take spoon. All right.
And stick.
Who's licking sticks?
I licked sticks as a kid.
Jaybird licked sticks as a kid, if you can't hear him. He's currently in the IRK studio.
He's currently wearing a full-on I'm from Canada ski hat. You know you're in South Florida, right, and it's summer.
I'm just going to start to ignore the witch.
Okay. This is a tiebreaker right here. This is a big one.
I know.
This is a big one.
I know.
Whoever gets this, we'll see if Joy can get the tickets here. Think fast. Okay. It is a type of outfit you wear that starts with the letter J.
Jumpsuit!
Jumpsuit.
Oh, the bird got
you. The bird just right at the last second.
Look at that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, very nice. Joy, we have a nice consolation prize for you here, okay? Nobody's walking away empty-handed, all right?
Thank you.
All right, quite a comeback that was there, Bird.
I feel bad for winning, but I have a streak now.
Yeah, you did.
2 weeks in a row, dog.
It is 2 weeks in a row.
2-0. Got beat the bird.
Look at you over there. Okay. Now, this is an interesting show that Jay Bird was telling me about on A&E, and I've actually, oddly enough, thought about this, and it's all about, there was a movie that had Julia Roberts back in the day called Sleeping with the Enemy, and ever since I saw that movie, I've kind of thought it through, because she's with an abusive husband, just a real psychopath, and she fakes her own death. She goes out and makes it look like she fell over on a stormy night in a boat and drowned. And so she had this whole elaborate plan, cutting her hair, dying, and losing the wedding ring. All this kind of stuff happens. Well, of course, you know, her husband winds up tracking her down, and she heads to small town Iowa and that kind of stuff. And that's pretty much what the movie's all about. But this A&E documentary, I Fake My Own Death, is all about these people. And believe it or not, I guess it's more popular than what you might think. It seems like such a radical thing, like you would never, ever hear of anyone faking their own death. But I know, was it Olivia Newton-John? Remember, she was with her boyfriend. He faked his death.
He did, and then they busted him.
Well, experts say, obviously, the hardest part about faking your own death is staying dead, making sure everyone thinks you're still dead, but you're still living your life.
I read this one story one time of this chick. She knew she was going to do it for like 6 months. So what she kept doing was drawing her own blood, and she would do it like, you know, whatever, like a liter at a time or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she would store it. And then when it came time for the day that she was supposedly setting this murder scene, she had all this blood that she had been collecting for months and months and months. It was her own blood. She spilled it everywhere, all over like the kitchen of the house where she lived.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's so much blood. There's no way she's alive. You can't lose this much blood and still be living. And that's how she tricked everybody to think that she had died.
That's the kind of stuff that you need.
I mean, homegirl thought it out.
Well, you know the story that she did, so how did it all...
I think she got busted because she came back around. I think she did herself in.
It's pretty fascinating, though, how some... There's some people that can do it for a while, but you have to be out of sight, Adam. You have to change everything up.
You got to just do it for life, right?
You can't go back.
You can never go back.
That's what you do. You are completely whitewashing your old life, and you're trying to start off a new one. And when I start thinking through the process of this, it's not only just making it look like you've died, but you've got to set up where you're going to go. You have to have a new identity. You have to set up a new life. So it's not just killing the old life. It's coming up with the new one. And I mean, that's the whole process that would be tough, because getting into another country, because you need passports and things like that. I don't even know where you would begin, but I guess you'd have to try to smuggle yourself. That's why it'd be tough to probably go to another country. That's why a lot of people probably would stay in their own country, because of the passports and trying to get across international borders.
I think you got to go on the dark web, Kev. You can find everything there.
I do not leave the country. I go to the middle of the country, way out in like farmland somewhere.
Well, this is what Julia Roberts did. She went to Iowa and thought, okay, they're not going to track me down in Iowa.
But what I do, I do a whole different look. We're talking, I dye my hair different. I'll now talk like this a bit. Hey, nice to meet you. My name's Si. Nice to meet you. Yeah, I'm from a different part of the world.
I can barely tell it's you, Jay Bird.
Every day he's going to come in with a different accent. And go, why does this guy have 10 different accents?
Man, my name's Si.
That guy clearly faked his death.
People in Iowa are like, all right, look at the next guy that just showed up.
That's where everybody goes. You know,
everybody goes to Iowa.
You know, half of all Iowa citizens have faked their own death.
I'm going to Montana. I'm going to start training horses.
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm from Australia.
You are? What part?
The part where it's very low to the ground, very low. It's the southern tip. Southern tip of Australia.
There's not really a tip. It's kind of rounded.
Do you have a map? I can show you.
Yeah.
Do you have a map?
Yeah, I do. I have a map right here.
Okay.
So what was it near? What's the closest city?
Durango.
Durango?
Dodge Durango.
Yeah, it's working great.
I would totally nail it.
I love the confidence.
Yeah.
delusional confidence.
What would you do? How would you do it?
I think the thing that was great with Julia Roberts was there were a lot of things that she did there when you're writing the movie plot that was smart. Yeah, she goes somewhere to the Midwest that's not broken. A boat accident, something along those lines, because oftentimes, you know, you're not going to find somebody from a boat accident. That's pretty smart to do it that way if you're going to disappear. So I would take, you know, what's already kind of like worked before. I think that's where I would go. The only problem is I would really like to try to get out of the U.S., though. I think that's the right move.
It would be tough.
It would be tough.
I'm with you. I would want to get out of the U.S., but it would be very, very difficult. I'll tell you what would be so good to do. You get a boat, and then right before I'd be on the boat, I would upload a video. Go, hey, guys, it's me, Jay Bird. I'm getting ready to go do a stunt with this boat. I'm going to be driving this boat all around the ocean right now. I'll see you guys in about 30 minutes. Boom, a day later, the boat is floating in the sea. Where's Jay Bird? Oh, he's drowned.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's in Montana with horses.
Oddly enough, I think he really would drown. He would actually, oddly enough, he would die faking his own death.
What a story that would be. He died faking his own death.
The man dies faking his own death.
Yep. Nailed it.
On 97.9 WRMF.